Beth Nelson, president of the National Alfalfa and Forage Alliance.
Beth, tell me about the significance of some new USDA figures that speak to the value of alfalfa in the U.S.
Well, the USDA's National Ag Statistics Services, otherwise known as NAS, just recently released their 2017 figures. And with that data, it showed that alfalfa is the third most valuable field crop produced in the United States. And that's only to corn and soybeans.
What do you want agriculture, but even beyond agriculture, when people think of about alfalfa, do you think it is rightly recognized as a top three field crop, or does more need to be done to kind of get alfalfa to that place, from maybe even if it's just a perception issue? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, often people refer to the big five when they talk about agricultural crops like that, and that means corn, soybean, wheat, cotton, and rice to most people. And actually, with these new statistics, alfalfa is the third, larger than wheat, rice, or cotton, and yet is significantly under-recognized in terms of public research funding. For instance, the Agricultural Research Services spends $47.3 million a year on wheat research, and only 4.7, so a mere fraction of the public research investment into alfalfa that it does in other major crops. Additionally, when people talk about the big five, those are program crops, and they have access to risk management tools contained in the current Farm Bill, the Agriculture Risk Coverage, or ARC, and Price Loss Coverage, or PLC. And those two products are not available to alfalfa farmers because it is not considered a program crop. And although we're okay with that, we do want to move forward and make sure that we have risk management tools available through through crop insurance products on par with those other major crops, and currently we do not have that.
Beth, going back to the lack of investment in research compared to the big five, as you called them, why do you think alfalfa is not getting their fair share of the pie?
I think historically alfalfa was a crop that everybody had. It's NAS gets records from 42 states where it's actually a significant crop, generally in the top three, but almost always in the top five, to just about every state in the nation. But I think historically people grew it for their own livestock needs, and they were first a beef farmer, first a dairy farmer, and alfalfa was just a crop that they had to have to feed that livestock. In the recent decade, we've seen quite a movement to commercial alfalfa producers, where that alfalfa product is being grown by a commercial alfalfa farmer and then shipped to a dairy farmer or a beef farmer. And so I think with that change in how it's being grown like that, we're starting to see more awareness finally, but I think historically it was because people maybe thought of those first as that livestock farmer first.
So what, in your opinion, will it take for that next step? You say that awareness is increasing, but it sounds like you're not satisfied with where alfalfa is at as far as recognition. So what will it take moving forward?
I think we do need to make the general public aware of this crop. I would say that when we first started going to Washington, D.C., and we've been doing 8 D.C. fly-ins, and when we first went, we actually take a folder with us, and it's got the Little Rascals alfalfa picture on it, and there was more recognition for the Little Rascal alfalfa than there is for the nation's third most valuable field crop. People just are not aware of what alfalfa and other forages are, and so just building that awareness for the general public, in addition to the policymakers, that alfalfa is really an economic engine in rural communities because it is grown everywhere, and it's got huge value for soil conservation, nitrogen fixation, energy savings, crop rotation and wildlife benefits. But in order for it to remain competitive with other cropping choices to maintain that acre base that's providing all those sustainable environmental benefits, we do have to have some of these things like research and crop insurance tools that are on par with the other cropping choices. So gaining that public awareness as well as policymaker awareness that this is an important crop in every state, and that people understand what this crop does for the environment.
Beth, anything else about the USDA numbers on crop value, or just this topic in general that you want to make sure we touch on?
I don't think so. I think just helping us bring awareness to this crop and that it is a huge value already in most states and people just are not aware, I think is a great help, and we appreciate the opportunity to get that message out there.